Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host. So let's talk jobs, careers, business, and finance.
Hey, 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 we're so glad that you decided to take your time out to tune in to yet another She Talk Radio. This is the Shop Talk segment with your host, the one and only Taomi Ray. We're here today with a phenomenal guest. Oh, my God, Miss Crystal Joy is an amazing woman, an amazing human being, and a person who is working in the creative arts industry, and that is our topic for this evening. We are spotlighting women working in the creative arts industry, and this woman has so much knowledge to share with us. Her background consists of public school teaching. She was a radio personality. She's done television, film. She's written plays, conducted workshops, and so forth and so on. So much amazing work she's going to share with us on this evening. So we hope that you are ready to get some good information about this field. If you are women out there and trying to get into the creative arts industry, or even if you're a guy and you're listening in, we definitely want to make sure that you're tuned in and you know, can absorb all this great information. Before we go to this commercial break, we want you to call in if you have a question or a comment, 713-955-0481. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get right into the show.
Have you ever felt stuck in a toxic situation? Felt like you just couldn't leave? Well, you need to get your ticket out. Come and see the Centralia Experience, the phenomenal stage play sweeping the nation, written and directed by Tico Trent, starring Gary Little G. Jenkins from the R&B group Silk and Grammy-nominated gospel artist Vicky Winans. Get your ticket out. Come out to the production that's going to happen on October the 15th in Youngstown, Ohio at the Powers Auditorium. For more information, Google Gospel Productions. It's G-O-S-S-P-A Productions. Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
Yes, yes, and we are back. Again, I hope you get a chance to Google that information and find out more about the Centralia Experience. Our guest tonight actually has some hands-on information that she's going to probably share with us about the whole experience that she's having working with that particular production. But we're glad to have Ms. Crystal Joy joining us on this evening. And we're going to go ahead and just start with the interview, Ms. Crystal. Tell us a little bit about how and why you decided to make your way into the creative arts industry.
Oh, I don't even know. You know, it's an excellent question. When you say how, I think it was God ordained. You know, sometimes there are certain things that you just automatically flows out of you. Why? Because I enjoyed it. I don't think anyone should get into anything unless you enjoy it. Now, don't get me wrong. I did have a lot of odds and end-type jobs throughout the years, but it always ended up where I was doing something creative because I love the arts. Everyone is creative, by the way, whether you're in theater or you're a mathematician or whatever. You know, the way God created us, he created us all to be creative. So it was a combination of things. And the one thing about it is you're going to, whatever comes naturally, you're going to seek that. And once you get yourself established in whatever industry, whatever it may be, eventually people will start to pick up on the things that you do and how you do what you do. And if it's what they're looking for, then they go after it.
I mean, that's an amazing breakdown, Ms. Crystal. Because, you know, I myself am a creative being, and I'm going to tell you what my struggles were as a woman and just as a person trying to pursue this field of the creative arts. I found out that it was hard for me to pay my bills. you know. So I did a lot of, like you said, I did a lot, you know, I've done a lot of different types of work over the years. I'm an educator as well. I want to make sure the audience knows that this is an educated female. She's not just doing plays and all that. This woman has a master's degree in the field of education, and she's infused education and the art in such a beautiful way that I wanted her to be able to talk to the audience, talk to the listeners who are tuning in from Atlanta, if you're tuning in from Nashville, if you're tuning in Alabama, if you're tuning in from somewhere in Scandinavia. We want you to be able to hear from people who actually have walked in this path and they can give you good information about what you should do. So while you were pursuing or actually discovering the creativity that was within you, what were some of the steps that you took? You know, because I see in your bio that, yes, you had worked in social work, you've done counseling, you've even done some work in the field of telecommunications. But as you were pursuing the creative arts, how were you able to balance that whole piece and kind of keep your bills paid? Because that was a
Well, you work anywhere. Anywhere at any time or whatever. There were times that I worked late nights, and which I would probably never do again because it's hard to get back on a better sleeping pattern. But mm-hmm. I did. I managed retail stores. I worked sometimes in radio. I taught school. And when I taught school, I didn't just teach anything dealing with artistic arena. I also worked as a teacher teaching science and social studies. But yet and still, I would make application of the creative artistic side of myself in the teaching process. Yes, it is difficult. It is challenging. To say that it isn't is just crazy. And it's not necessarily a thing of being very wealthy and getting into the industry. It's really finding your niche. And in the process, you will try and fail and try and fail. So to think that you won't fail at something is crazy. I mean, you might as well. The only way to keep from failing is to not do anything at all. But it was a challenge. It's still a challenge, you know. Sometimes things can go extremely well. The talent agency I'm with, sometimes they'll call me nonstop, and then I'll go for months and don't hear anything. So it's good to keep your options open and be willing to work wherever you can.
Absolutely. I like that keeping your options open. That is a beautiful statement because I think, again, I'm an educator, just like yourself, and I'm working with young people on a regular basis, and many of them have creative aspirations, and I'm continually trying to explain to them that you might need to pick up some other forms of work, you know, so that you can kind of get yourself. The dream job might not come right away. It might be the big goal, the big TV show. It might not come right away. So you have to be open to, you know, working those late nights, you know, if you have to do that at that point in time, or taking that teaching job at the alternative school, or, you know, whatever
exactly.
It is that you're able to do to keep yourself viable while you're pursuing this vision that probably God, more than likely it's God, that put it in your heart, that put it in your spirit, that gave you the gift to do these things. And what I'm hearing from you is that we should never give up. We should be willing to
come. Never. Because you never know when that key moment will come where you'll meet just the right person at just the right time. And whatever you do, this is another thing, do not burn your bridges. Even if it was a situation that was not necessarily favorable for you, always leave with class, with integrity. Always, always. I've made a mistake here and there, and I did not because I was a hot sister. I didn't like how I was treated, regardless of the fact that they were not fair and they did not respond to me in the right way. Because you're going to deal with sexism, especially women. Sexism, you may deal with racism. You may deal with elitism. We don't hear that a lot. And that means people, you know, who are wealthy or well-to-do or what have you, and they just look down on you automatically. But regardless of what it is, your confidence has to be there to continue to pursue whatever it is that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt is you. And stick with it. Do not give up, but always respect who you're coming across and never burn your bridges, never.
never burn those bridges? Absolutely. I've worked with several talent agencies, a few managers along the line, and that was the piece. It was, you know, if it wasn't really working for me, I was trying my best to learn to be polite and classy, and if I had to make an exit, because sometimes we do have to do that, learn to do it with the people. I love that you said that, because you're right. There's a lot of hot sisters out there that we telling folk off. We can't wait to keep our mind and let you know where you can go. Forget you. Yeah. But we really don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? I think what you're saying is so beautiful because, again, there's a gift that God has put in somebody, and your gift going to make room for you. But you really do have to handle that with care. You have to handle it with care. And it's in the beginning, you don't know. You know, you didn't know that was going to be the same person that later on directed a major, you know, A-list film or something. You won't know that. So you have to be careful.
And then you may not even know that they're related to someone that could open the doors for you.
You are so right.
You just never know who knows someone else or who's related to someone else or who's connected to someone else. And that's another thing, too, not only not burn your bridges, but to watch what you say to who you say, whatever you say, because you still don't know who's connected to whom. And it can be a little scary when that kind of thing backfires. I've never had that to happen, but I've seen that happen, and it was definitely a downfall or a detriment to the person that was trying to move ahead. Sometimes things can get you on edge, but you have to be real careful about how you respond to things. Don't take your personal issues into an assignment, into a gig, because people could care less about how you're feeling when they want to get a job done. They may deep down be concerned about you, but the main thing that's at the table is money. And so when it involves money and when it involves people paying their own bills and you're a part of it, you have to leave all of the headaches at home as best you can. It can be challenging, but it's only by the grace of God that you can keep moving in it.
Yes, leave the headaches at home. And, you know, we women, we have a whole lot of headaches. We have a lot between motherhood and between, you know, I have teenage children, you know, and I know that I actually have one grown son, and I have a 16-year-old daughter. And I'm telling you, it's been a headache. But at the end of the day,
that's that magical age.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But when we are called upon to do something, when someone gives us a small opportunity, I have had count. My resume is pretty detailed, but many of the things that are on there at this point are very, to some people, they may see them as insignificant. I've been an extra in several things, and I've been a background person for different things. I've even done production assistant type work where I go get people coffee and stuff like that.
Awesome.
And, you know, there's this stuff that comes out that will make you feel, you know, like you're less than a person sometimes because you're getting somebody coffee. But you can't take the headache that you have at home out on this bridge that you're trying to build to get somewhere. You know, you really have to, you know, take it for what it's worth. If you just got to be an extra in that film or in that TV show, do it. Don't complain. Be on time. Do it. They asked you. They asked you for coffee 10 times. Then you should be making sure you say what kind.
Exactly.
You know.
And, you know, that ties, I'm glad you said it, because that ties so much into my book that I shall be publishing very soon, Who Art in Heaven. And it's recognizing the divine creative symmetry in the arts and academia. And one of the chapters I have in there, you know, because what makes me so angry is what you just said. Because of a person's position or because of the area or field that they're in, there's automatically, in a lot of cases, this condescending or degrading kind of response to a person because they're not in that particular category that you may be in. For example, one of the things, and I think part of the reason I wrote this book, was it was really irritating to me that persons who were in fields that was more academically inclined, like we're talking math, science, literature, and and physical education, you those are the four main academic arenas, and and there are different other aspects of it that's grouped off in different subject areas. And then, of course, the other four with the arts is visual arts, drama, dance, and music. Now, all of them need each other, and that's what I talk about in the book. And the other thing is the chapter I was referring to was it's called it deals with the fact that we have a tremendous amount of disrespect for each other when we don't recognize that, and it's barriers. It's called it's a topic about barriers, those roles that we play in our head to convince ourselves that we are more superior. One of the things that I was saying before, when I was working in different job situations, if someone was at a different level because of their mathematical skills or their scientific skills, and I was a person that was either the creative secretary or creative administrative assistant, then I am talked to like I'm 4 years old, or that I'm just an ignorant person who is totally clueless about anything because of, you know, the position that they're in. And I'm like, no, because you need me. Just like I would need you. There are so many areas where every single person needs to be appreciated and respected and admired for what they do. For example, when it comes to science, let's just say for a doctor, for example. A doctor, of course, needs science.
Right.
And if the science makes no sense to anybody unless you have visual art. Before we had computers, before we had electronic anything, someone had to draw what techniques or what a heart looked like, or what lungs looked like, and et cetera. And someone had to have the talent to do that. So the doctor will not come in and do something crazy because he's not used to seeing what he needs to see. Someone had to design, you know, the in science class we had that model that you take apart where you take the internal parts of the body. Somebody designed that. Someone took the time and understood how to piece that together. So as far as the arts is concerned and academic, it all crisscrosses over. You can't have one without the other. Then we were talking about math. Who in the world learns music without math? And music is excellent in helping you to understand math and maintain your knowledge of math. And it music also helps you to maintain your knowledge of simple things. Now, how did we learn our ABCs?
The song, the ABC song.
Everybody knows the ABC song. And even at my age, which I will not mention, even at my age, if I can't remember where a letter is in the alphabet, what's the first thing I do? I start singing it to myself. And I thought, oh, my goodness, that is so crazy. Something's wrong with me. Until I noticed that the most educated and the silliest people – and the, not silliest people, but you know what I'm saying. Even those who were uneducated responded in the same way. When I said, well, what letter, what's the 14th letter in the alphabet? They still sung it. So
everything, they gotta sing the
song. Everything that has been creative created has a purpose. God is our creator. He is very creative. And everything that he created was to help give us clarity an understanding of who he is. That's number one. That is number one. And I've had some people to ask me, you know, well, how does God see the entertainment industry? Well, initially, I believe he was the one that started it all because he knew what he had said in his word, that laughter is medicine for the soul, that he knows that his children need to be entertained sometimes to be able to cope with things, not just with comedy. Sometimes they need to be ministered to. For example, you mentioned the play, which is kind of like a musical too, Centralia.
Before we get to the play, I really want everybody to hear about this play. Yes, ma'am. That Mary, what do they say? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Yes.
All that's a beautiful note. So we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and then we're going to get into that very same topic because that's a very deep point, Ms. Crystal, and everybody needs to hear that. So we're going to take a break. We don't want anybody in the audience to tune out. Remember, if you want to call in, 713-955-0481. You can call in. Press 1. You can talk to us. Add in on the conversation. We're going to be right back. We're going to a quick commercial break. See you soon.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves from the burden and the bondage that deep, dark secret that you better not tell nobody creates. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth, Sunday, September 4th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. We tell all.
Let's play devil's advocate. The topic, my money ain't your money. Should a man who's in a relationship with a woman benefit from her financial stability? If so, to what degree? The scenario for the week, you're in a relationship and you both want to take the relationship a step further. So you both decide that he will move in with you. You own your house. It's totally paid for. The question is, how much should he pay? Call the hotline with your answer at 803-587-TALK. That's 803-587-TALK.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
Yes, and we are back. We are so glad that you tuned in on this evening, on this Monday. You may have the start to your work week. But we're glad that you came out, tuned in, sat down, even if you're on your phone, you're listening to this broadcast. We are here with Miss Crystal Joy of Crystal Joy Ministries, who is a guru. I want to call her a guru in the creative arts field, having done it all and showing us how to do it well. So she's going to continue to talk to us a little bit about this this stage play that you have been out. I'm a part of the play. I'm going to shout that out, yes, to myself. Yay, yay, Taomi Ray. But we want to hear what you are feeling about this Centralia experience and how this stage play is definitely an impacting force in the field that we're speaking on even this evening.
Oh, sure. I had the pleasure to produce it the last time the show ran. And it's a big show. It's a really big mm-hmm. show. And the blessed part about it is that we were at a venue of where I work as well. So it helped to be able to pull everything together. I think as far as the content of the play is concerned, it's a wonderful, brilliantly done, eclectic style of letting you know that there are things in your life that you allow into your mind that keeps you bound. It keeps you so bound. And that's what I was talking about in reference to the chapter of the book, Roadblocks. And it's really roadblocks. Anything that keeps your mind bound, it's a roadblock. And Centralia is excellent. It's an excellent play / musical, because there's some music involved in it too, that gives you a good feel of the fact if we allow our thinking process to take us down, it will take us down to the degree that we don't even know we're down. We don't even know that we're losing so much of what God has for us. And so much so that when someone finally presents the answer to us, the truth to us, we don't know how to receive it because we've gotten so used to being around the garbage of life that we think this is it. And anything else anybody has to offer us is a trick or a game or they don't understand or what have you. And then the scary part of it is sometimes you want to get out, but you don't know if you can get used to or be persistent enough to do better, to change your mind, to renew your mind, because of, you know, that the effort to go into it is so so intense that it scares you so much to stay where you are. That's why you see so many people continue to live the same lifestyle, because they're afraid they won't be able to have the stamina to succeed, to move forward. But that's what's so wonderful about Centralia is because in Centralia, it shows you all you got to do is make the decision, and God handles the rest.
Yes, he got a ticket. He got your ticket. All you got to do is say, I want it. Say, I want to take it. I'm going to go. I mean, the part that I'm going to be playing in this production is that of a seasoned woman who has been addicted to an abusive relationship. She was in that relationship, and it was just, and she's addicted to cigarettes, and she's addicted to her drink, and she's just gotten used to, this is the way things are, this is how
right.
it goes, and you are so correct, and things will come, and they will desensitize you. They will desensitize you to where you become numb, and you just begin to feel that there's nothing better. There's nothing else better than this poison air I'm breathing, or this poison relationship that I'm involved with, or this poison job that is killing me, but I hate it, but I don't know what else to do. So I'm also a huge fan just of the message. And there is a domestic violence piece that's presented here, wherein we so want our listeners. This is why I wanted that commercial to be in there. So I hope you heard, people that are listening, I hope you heard that. I hope you know, if you're in the Pittsburgh area or Ohio area, or if you're in anywhere in the world and you want to just come, it's going to be a powerful presentation. And that's exactly what has happened here, that the creative arts industry painted this beautiful picture based off of a true story of a real town that was on fire. You know, since 1947 is the real statistical information about that. And I'm so proud to be a part of it and be able to portray that, because I myself was in an abusive relationship for 10 years. And I felt that very same way. I just felt like, you know, I married this man, and, you know, when you get married, it's supposed to be forever. And
yeah.
it don't matter if he's beating on you, if it don't matter if he's cheating on you, it don't matter if he's not working and not providing a dime, you know, and
right.
you got children. You know, you begin to feel stuck, like
exactly.
there's nothing else. You know, but God, like you said, Miss Crystal, God gave us all a spirit of creativity. He gave
mm-hmm.
us all some ways, just like he said in his word. He said, even when he's not going to put more on you than you can bear. And even when that's there, he's going to provide a way of escape.
Absolutely.
So we have to keep looking for those avenues. And that's what we're here for. She Talk Radio is about self-help and empowerment. It's not just us women talking. And we're talking to men, we're talking to women, children, boys, girls, everybody that's listening. But our main audience is women. And that's why we call it She Talk. But definitely that self-help and empowerment, it's an important piece. And as we look at every industry and how women can be a force to be reckoned with, we really, really, really are striving to find those avenues. Where are the ways that we can get out? Where are those ways that we can learn to face the situation head on? And do something about it. So let's look at the second question here, segueing in from what I was just speaking on. What do you think are some ways or some reasons why women need to represent in the creative art? Why do women need to tell women's stories? Why do you think our voices need to be heard, Ms. Crystal?
Because sometimes if you're in those kinds of situations, and I've been there too, sometimes it can be physical, sometimes it can be an emotional or a mental kind of thing. And usually when it is from someone, especially a spouse, it's because of their severe insecurities. And they build up this wall, and they create different things to make themselves feel better. And in the process of doing that, they destroy the person that actually is the person that can help them become a better person. But they don't see that. They don't see that. And I think that when you see another woman, you remember the film What's Love Got to Do with It, with Tina Turner?
One of my favorites. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What's so powerful about that film? And there was one several years prior called The Burning Bed. Now, I wouldn't go as far as The Burning Bed, because after that film went off that night, they had several events that took place where women who had been abused, like this same woman, I think Farrah Fawcett played the role, they actually burned their beds, the beds of their husbands, and killed them in real life. I don't think we need to go that far. But it was amazing to me how that was one of the first films, The Burning Bed, that started this trickle effect with other films and other shows coming out, and even talk shows discussing the things about women dealing with abuse. Now, sometimes the abuse is physical, and it's difficult to hide it, and sometimes it's emotional, and it's sometimes difficult to hide it. But some women, we women are not only nurturers, we can be chameleons. Whatever is needed at that moment, that's what we become, because we can be the strongest species in the universe, because we'll just keep moving regardless, even if we're dying inside. And that's not how God created things. That's not how he created it to be, because we assumed that the one that God called to cover us and to protect us, if they're not doing it, it's like, where do you run? So that's where the fear factor comes in, that you might as well just pull up your bootstraps and stand here like a real woman and do what you got to do. But when we start seeing women doing the things that we love and enjoy, that we love and that sparks something in us, as, especially when it comes to the entertainment industry, we get excited about it. The only setback, I think, in the industry now that, and I'm going to say this, and I don't mind saying it, doesn't bother me whatsoever if somebody gives me feedback about it, is when we see so many of our sisters doing real provocative or pornographic things. And when I say sisters, I don't mean just African American. I mean any woman. You don't have to do that. And as long as we as women continue to become lenient on that, then that's the picture that is put before not just the young men growing up, but our young girls growing up. We don't have to play those kinds of roles. So when you get into the entertainment industry, you have to recognize your number one thing, your value. If you don't recognize your value, people will walk all over you. People will treat you any kind of way. And I'm not just talking about males. I'm talking about females as well. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemies for how we treat each other. But it's about recognizing your value. So when you walk in a room, there needs to be a presence of, oh, God, don't play with her. Not like she's going to beat you up or anything, but that she is a woman of dignity. I'm sorry?
The respect. It must be there. We have to perpetuate that. I'm going to take a pause for a quick second because we need to do another commercial break. We thank God for all of our sponsors and for everyone that's wanting to advertise on this segment. And again, if you want to call in and be a part of the conversation, you can dial 713-955-0481. Press 1, and you can be a part of this conversation. But we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we're going to definitely get back into that whole piece about how this sexism and how this the idea that we only can do these provocative, because there was a time, Miss Crystal, and you know what I'm talking about, that a woman couldn't be in a role in a movie unless she took her top off.
Exactly.
There was a time.
Exactly.
So I want you to definitely help us out and give us some good, valuable information to help women who are interested in this industry to go forward and keep getting on the right track so that we are, again, presenting the correct picture of what the queen should be. So you guys in the audience that are listening, you stay tuned. We will be right back.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? And you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th, 2017, at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
And we are back, yes, with our fabulous guest, Ms. Crystal Joy of Crystal Joy Ministries. So you can Google her and find out all about the wonderful things that she's doing. I'm going to even shout out the church that she's working for. For the most part, she has several different hats that she wears, but Born Again Church. I'm going to just tell you to Google that because I'm telling you, if you don't have a church home or if you don't have a creative arts ministry to get involved with, they have got what you need. So, Ms. Crystal, now we're back to you. Tell us again a little bit more about this whole, because that's a big piece right here. That's a huge piece. Why do women not want to? I remember myself going back to when I was a young girl. I was probably about 15, 16. I was always tall, you know, and everybody said, oh, you should have been a model. And I knew acting was always in my heart. And I felt like, well, I don't know if I can do it because I grew up in the Church of God in Christ. And I just knew that they would talk about you going to hell if you was out here naked, if you had to get out of here. So I didn't want to go to hell. So I was constantly kind of shying away because of what I saw. I saw that all seemed like all women were being totally exploited. And you know, from the, even the Pam Grier, it was one of my favorite actresses. And I had that rugged edge to myself to where I can't wait to put on a trench coat and ride a motorcycle and go shoot somebody. I can't wait. I just love y'all. I felt in my heart that, oh, if I try to pursue that industry, they're going to make me take my clothes off. And remember, I started out, you know, I got married at 18 years old. So, you know, I had a husband, you know, and I had my children. You know, I think 20 with my first child and about 20, 22 with my second child. And I've been teaching. I've been teaching for 17 years. So I have thousands of students who are just circulating around the planet, whom I didn't want them to see me somewhere in some film or some video where I'm booty shaking and gyrating and stuff. So tell me some more about your thoughts and your feelings, because you say it, we don't have to do that. How come? Because the men keep telling us that's the only way we're going to make it. Well, what do you say?
Because that's what the men want to see. And just because they want to see it doesn't mean that you do it. Just because somebody wants you to rob a bank doesn't mean that you do it. Just because somebody says jump off a bridge doesn't mean that you do it. And then we have to understand how God designed men altogether. You know, they're supposed to be like a lion. They're always looking out somebody that, you know, that they can devour. But at the same time, you have to teach them to be a lamb towards you. You have to teach them to recognize that you're not just a piece of junk. They're just going out of their nature. Now, can they be taught to be a gentleman? Oh, my goodness, yes. But, I mean, the whole reason that God created them to be so visual was because in God's original plan, which when I was teaching in an abstinence class, they're supposed to be excited to see you. They're supposed to be turned on by seeing you and just thrilled to see a woman. That's how God designed them, so that they can marry you and have more children, be fruitful and multiply, okay? So they're supposed to have that nature in them, but that doesn't mean that it cannot be tamed with the word of God. But they'll totally ignore, just like any other human being, we totally ignore the word of God when everything is so freely handed to you, like it's nothing. And we start to justify doing the things that God never designed. So just because the industry tries to convince you that in order to get into the industry in any way, form, or fashion, you have to show a little leg, or you have to have a, what do they call it, the couch audition, where you have to do something with the director on the couch. What, are you kidding me? And then you may still never get the role, which happens more often than not. So let's be realistic. You have to keep a good head on your shoulders, and you have to recognize your value, and you have to not assume that if you miss an opportunity because they're demanding something from you, it doesn't mean that God is not going to send other opportunities for you that is more suited to your caliber, the kind of woman you are, a woman of excellence, a woman of integrity, a woman of wholeness, a woman of dignity. That's why you want to be remembered.
Right.
That's so beautiful. I promise, my heart is just overflowing right now because, I mean, as I'm thinking about just even becoming a part of the Centralia experience, mm-hmm. I'm just so thankful because, again, I mean, it's been years. I've been doing work as an actress for every bit of maybe 12, 13 years, and that's not a long time, but, you know, a decade is a decade plus. So at the end of the day, I think about how many times that I really wanted someone to take me seriously. I wanted someone to not just look at my big boobs, not just look at, you know, my long legs, but actually hear me, actually see me as a talented individual that can play anything that you write. I've gone through so many different experiences where I pull from all of it, and I put it out there. And I just, you know, I know so many other women who are, they are, it's in them as well. They really want to go forth and progress and prosper in this industry. But these masculine issues have clouded our vision, and many of us have just said, forget it. I don't think that's for me. And at one point, I found myself in that place where I felt like, I guess I'm just going to keep teaching. Not that I don't love it. I love it. I love what I do as an educator. I love being able to impact people's lives. And I'm like you. My certification is in social studies. So I'm a history teacher. I'm a storyteller. I like to, you know, make sure I get the story straight and tell this new generation what we need to be doing based off of the things that worked and didn't work in the past. But right. With that, I still feel that gnawing at my heart. There's that gnawing at my heart that there's something else that I want to be doing, but I've been scared. And for all the people who are listening out there, if you're scared, if you're not sure, I hope you're hearing these words, and I hope you're really taking them to heart that we can change that. That's what we thought. We thought we couldn't do it. We thought we know the man, they're going to just tell us what to do, and they tell us that this is what we have to do, and we have to. But your words are so powerful to everyone that's listening to this broadcast right now. So I'm just so proud to have got an opportunity to meet you, to work with you. You know, we didn't start off with,
pleasure was mine. Talking to you, and listening to you, that's one of the challenges I have by producing a show with almost 75 people involved. You don't really get a chance to get to know everyone because every single meticulous thing has to be in place, and if it's not, then it's on the producer. But I really appreciate you saying that magic word that I hate from the enemy, and that is called fear. And perfect love, the word of God says perfect love casts out fear. Who is perfect in love? That's the Almighty God. If you recognize the value that you are in Him and how much He values you, then the fear factor has to go. It has to, because the God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now, don't think that the enemy is not sitting around saying, "Oh, shucks, she says she's not going to be afraid anymore. She said that scripture. Guess I'll leave her alone." No. The devil is 24/7. He is sitting and waiting for something he can pounce on. So keep in mind that when you go for the audition, when you go for the interview, when you go for whatever it is, don't think that the fear factor or the insecurity thing is not going to kick in immediately or later on. I have to psych myself out when I go for an audition. One of the last auditions I went to, I was embarrassed within myself that they needed a middle-aged black woman to play a role. Well, pardon my ignorance, but every time I go to an audition, there may be two or three people. There were like 15 or 20 middle-aged black women in this room. And I thought, God, okay, so how do I fit in? And I took some of that fear into the audition. Of course, I didn't get the role, but at the same time, here is the other trick of the enemy. Just because I didn't get the role doesn't mean that I am not a good actress. It just means that particular role was not for me, and that's okay. Whatever God has for you, you're going to get it. But you have to step out in faith so that those who have the opportunity available know that you exist. Yes. Now, if they offer it tainted with something that is not of you, then don't take it. It's just like a sermon that I heard, if I may share this, that my pastor said, and he said that sometimes we think just a little bit, the Bible talks about a little leaving, leaving a whole lump. And that means even the teeniest thing that you let in can destroy everything. Well, he said that this guy came up to this lady and he said, hey, I'm going to build this house and I have to give it to somebody, so can I give it to you? And so she said, are you kidding me? And I mean, everything in the house was beautiful, everything. And he said, however you want to decorate it, I'll decorate it for you. I just feel like I need to give this to you. I make a ton of money, and I feel like somebody needs to have something given to them. You know, I'm even stirred up just telling the story, like, wow, somebody going to give me a house like that? So he said, I'll let you have this house. Here is the key. We are now fully finished with everything you ever dreamed of about a house. So here's the key. It's all yours. No strings attached, except, is it okay if I hang this item on a nail in the back bedroom? And so she looks at it and says, well, okay. So he says, well, can I hang anything I want on that nail? And she's like, well, yeah, it's just a nail. It's no big deal. Sure, no problem. Well, he decided to put up, you know, a stuffed animal. Then the next time he knocks on the door, and he decided to put up a scarf. So she's, you know, relaxed about it. It's no big deal. Yeah, sure, put the scarf up. Then the next time he came, he decided to put a dead skunk. Now, she thought, no big deal. I'll keep the door closed, and it won't affect me. Well, eventually the dead skunk started seeping through the walls. Yes. So even the most beautiful thing that she had was disgusting to her because of that one little thing she let him do. So we have to be careful about how things are presented to us and the strings that are attached to them. Because a lot of times when the strings are attached, it is presented in such a way that it seems like it's no big deal. We do that in friendships. We do that in business. We even do that in marriages where we end up marrying somebody that's like, well, that's not really a big deal. I mean, everybody's got issues. But one thing that somebody said to me years ago, and I finally get that years later, is that whatever that teeny-weeny thing is that seems like it gives you like an in your spirit, in your gut, you're like, ooh, I hate that. Even though it's small at that point, the more you the relationship builds and grows, the bigger that becomes. It becomes even bigger than the so-called great things you thought you were getting into.
And so with the really great thing, oh, I'm sorry, I totally hate to cut you off. You know what, we got to get ready to transition real quick. And that whole last comment, that don't let that little small thing in there, that's amazing. I mean, and again, I hope that everybody has heard and taken heed to the words that we've been trying to share with this audience on tonight. Before we get ready to transition, could you please tell us again about your website, where we can reach you, if there are opportunities, because you have all kinds of opportunities. You know a whole lot of people. You know, it's good to know people. So tell the audience, the listeners, before we get ready to transition, where they can find you and get more information about your work, especially your book that's about to come out, because I'm going to have you back for a part two. Don't worry, we're going to have you back. So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you via social media or your website so that they can be a part of this great thing that you're doing in the creative arts industry.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yes, I can be reached at cjoyministries.com. That's cjoyministries.com. Or you can catch me on Facebook under Crystal Joy or cjoyministries.com. My book should be coming out in the fall. I'm working on tweaking the last few things, and this book is across the board. I'm trying to get it into the public school systems because I want public school systems to recognize the importance of keeping the arts and not letting that be the first thing that goes when the budget gets really tight. There are other ways to adjust it. You just have to be creative the way God made it. And I can be reached through my website, and all my information is on that, cjoyministries.com. And, oh, my God, Taomi, it has been awesome to be on your show. Oh, my goodness, I've had so much fun. It's so exciting to be able to pour back into people. I love it, love it, love it, love it.
Well, I love you, Miss Crystal, and since I've been a product of what you're working on and have gotten a chance to watch you in action, I'm definitely a witness and a huge fan of the Crystal Joy's Ministries. And so we want to tell everybody listening out there, we don't want you to go away. We're getting ready to go to a transition really quick, but stay tuned, and we hope to hear you back again on next Monday. You know, every Monday we're here. Shop Talk is here. We're talking business, finance, careers, opportunities, and all that jazz. So stay tuned, keep listening, and thank you for tuning in to the Shop Talk segment talking about women in the creative arts industry.
This is Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host, and I'd like to thank my guests and all the listeners. We've just completed yet another fabulous episode of She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.